Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, thanks for joining me today. I was thinking about FORGE and what it means. In school, we were taught a great deal about material science. We had to watch a lot of crazy videos, and at least we thought at that time. And you know, a lot of it depends upon what you're intending to make, right? When they forge a piece of steel that's going to be the landing gear on, and say, an Airbus airplane, that's extremely different than if they're forging steel to make kitchen pots. Or like, you know, copper wire. It just really depends upon what you want to make, how much pressure, exactly what materials you need, and so forth. And I thought about this in my own life and what's forged, like the habits that were forged. And the thing that came to mind most was when I was 10, I thought I knew how to swim, but really I didn't. I was like playing in the water and I could probably, you know, save myself a 4 or 5 feet if I could. But I had a coach. I didn't hire her as a coach. She was a lifeguard who volunteered to teach me. And the first thing that she taught me was like real slow, just to do like something a little bit, right? Stick my face in the water and then learn to like blow out air underwater and then turn my face. And, you know, we did this a couple of times at the edge of the pool in the shallow end. And then she taught me how to do some strokes. And then a little bit more and a little bit more. And then I thought this was all exciting. I didn't know I was being coached or taught. I wanted to swim. She told me I could go to the deep end eventually, right? So she had me swimming just like a few feet at a time, because that's all I could really do. And like still master the stroke and breathe properly. So in a few days, I think she had me swimming in the shallow end where I could like not have to stand at all. And it was just probably, it was like a home pool. So it was like 20 feet, you know, and it was like great. And I wanted to go to the deep end, but you know, she knew I wasn't ready. So a little bit more and a little bit more. She taught me this great habit, right? So after, you know, when she decided that I had swum enough on the shallow end, she had me swim from the shallow end to the deep end. And she was right beside me. This time she was in the water and I did it and I stopped. And then I was able to go back. So probably 40 feet, more like a home pool. And back, and she was in the water with me. And back. And by the end of 2 weeks, I was able to swim back and forth and back and forth. And she would be just outside the pool. But in each case, I was near the edge so that if she had to jump in, she was able to help me. I learned to do things like methodically and just a little bit at a time. Like she didn't have me like jump in and like go swim back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, right? Because I couldn't. I probably would have survived by like going to the edge of the pool. I wouldn't have died, but she was there. She was a lifeguard. But it showed me like how to do something a little bit at a time, just a few minutes here and there and a few minutes there. I wasn't in the pool for hours, right? And this forging of my character actually is carried on. Like I have this safety concept that I'm like, when kids are in the pool, I'm watching, I'm paying attention. When my daughter was born, before she was one, I had her in the pool with a lifeguard in lessons. And all throughout her preschool years, and even when she became by five, she was a really good swimmer, but still I was there. She wasn't like going off by herself. There was always an adult who knew how to swim really well watching her. And any other kids that come to my pool, I test them. I put them in the shallow end, say, show me. They say, oh yeah, I know how to swim. No, show me. And I don't leave them alone. I don't leave them alone because anything can happen, right? That's how I was forged in swimming. And I didn't even realize I was forged in, you know, creating this habit. And other people did that for me. So That's ingrained. If I ever lose my memory, I think I'll still remember how to do that. So the other things like this really helps me in my life, like just doing things a little bit at a time, when especially when I am resistant to something. I'm not sure how that works for you, but a few years ago, I was really out of shape. Because what I realized after the fact is I used to put in my schedule, I'm going to go work out for an hour and stuff like that. But I found myself like I wasn't working out, because I would look at my schedule and I say, oh, I don't have an hour. So I wouldn't work out. So anyway, I said, I got to work out. So I put on my schedule, I said, yeah, this is what I can do. I can do 15 minutes. You know, I had this workout video and I said, oh, I can go do 15 minutes. It's great. I'm just going to do this. No, I worked out. I had to push myself to do 5 minutes. I know I was a little bit depressed. I knew it was more mental than physical, but I did 5 minutes. That was it. Okay. I said, no, I have committed to 15 minutes, right? So later on that day, I did another 5 minutes pushing myself. So, as I said, a few minutes, a few times a day for a few weeks. And then that day, I did a few more 5 minutes. The next day was the same way, like 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and 5 minutes. I was barely sweating. After a couple of days, I was able to do 10 minutes. So then I did 10 minutes and like 5 minutes and 5 minutes. And then again, finally, like 10 minutes and 10 minutes. It took probably 2 weeks. I don't remember. It's been a while, but like before I could do 15 minutes. And I know part of it's physical and mental, but I had to keep pushing myself. And then even when I got up to 15 minutes, I would still do like 5 minute intervals here and there, or I would go like to in my house, just run up and down the stairs a couple of times just to do something and keep me going. And that's how I learn like to do things, especially when I'm pushing myself, the things that I need to do but don't have to do. That's what I do. Another place where this comes in really handy is on my calendar. So a calendar, Bob Proctor used to say that if you want to see somebody's priorities, look at the calendar and the checkbook. Well, my calendar, the first thing I do is I look out for the year and I put on like the major holidays like Easter and Good Friday and things like days that I'm not going to work. Mom's birthday, times I have to know I have to be up there, my daughter's birthday, so forth, my husband's birthday. I put those things that are not negotiable. And aside from that, I look at my calendar like a minute in the morning, check, did I skip something? Is there something that I didn't put in? Is there something that needs to be adjusted? And then quickly throughout the day, make sure I don't forget something. I have alarms, but I might forget, right? So not to be a slave to it, but still something that I have to do on some kind of regular basis. Again, when I think of forging, I think about my life. I think about relationships. I think about creating relationships, and what am I building? Because sometimes I'm not present to what I'm building, but it all has an impact. And one of the things that really helps me remember is one of my favorite movies called The March of the Wooden Soldiers. In it, they have the three little pigs. And if you all remember the story of the three little pigs, one built his house out of straw, one built it out of wood, and one built it out of bricks. Well, in this movie, the bad guys are chasing the three little pigs, and they get to the house of the three little pigs with straw and they knock his house down. And then that pig runs to the house of wood, which is right next door, and there's the two pigs in there, and they're trying to knock them down, and they knock down the house. So then they all run into the house of the brother pig that made his house of bricks, right? It stood because there was an intention there. You know, like I say, you can build a house on sand, because structures are built at the beach, right? But they're more precarious. They don't last as long and they require a lot more maintenance. Same thing like with homes and huge buildings in earthquake zones. It can be done, but there's more precariousness to it. So one of the things that I've done, like a few minutes a day that really is helping me lately, is I stretch in the morning. I used to do this years ago and somehow I got out of the habit. As soon as I wake up, I sit on the floor. For about a minute or two, I sit on the floor and I stretch. And it's made a tremendous difference for when I exercise throughout the day. And that's not the only time I do it. Usually, somewhere before lunch or after lunch, I'll sit on the floor. If I can't sit on the floor, sometimes I'll stretch like on a desk or against a wall. But that only takes like a minute or two, and it has a really big impact on the rest of my day and my working out. So The other place where it does make a difference, like doing a little bit of things that are forging good habits for me, is like if I have to clean out something, I have to clean out a drawer. I just do a little bit, depending on the size of the drawer. Or sometimes I have a stack of files that, hey, I need to go through these. This stuff is in here for a long time. I'll set like four or five files aside, and I'll take one. That takes a few minutes, right? Empty it out, shred what needs to be shredded, put it back in the cabinet. A little bit later that day, take another minute. Now, these things aren't in my calendar. So, like, they're happening in between things, and they're making sure that I don't waste time. And also that my time is used efficiently, but not, it also takes off the pressure. Like, these things I have to do, like, I hate it. No, it didn't just becomes like something I do. It comes easy. Like, when I dedicate just a few minutes here and there for this, and especially a few times a day, it just makes it easy because I know if I put five files aside, it gets done. If I just put it on my calendar, I'm going to spend an hour going through my files, going through a drawer, cleaning out the closet, anything like that. It just becomes like, yeah, well, if I were a more perfect person, that wouldn't happen. But that's how I am about certain things. And it's in particular with the things that I don't like to do. So one of the things that I'm thinking about lately is like building relationships. And what kind of relationships do I have? How much time do I spend with my husband? Do I pay attention to him, to my daughter? Do I really look at them? I was thinking about the relationship I have with my friend Ruth. I've known Ruth since I was 12. She was 14. She lived next door to me for a year. And then she moved like 2 hours away. We didn't have cars. We didn't have internet. We didn't have cell phones. And we have managed to keep in touch for years on end. Now there's Facebook, but Facebook isn't an important part of our lives, right? We just like a little bit here and there, a letter here and there, Christmas cards always, birthday cards for the kids, funerals, birthday, baby showers, the birth of children, major events in the family lives, they always know what's going on. She always knows what's going on, and she knows what's going on with me too. So, and I know what's going on with her. Sometimes I contact her daughter, but I don't hear from her for a while. I say, I haven't heard. Did she change her phone or what's going on? Right? This relationship doesn't take a lot of effort, it's just a little bit here and there. And it's the same with the family relationships. Like, even though we're here all today, all together, it doesn't mean we're spending all this time together. Sometimes we could be sitting on the sofa together and I'm reading a book. My husband's engrossed in, say, Roland Garros tennis or something. And we're not spending a lot of time together in the normal sense of, like, you say quality time, but we never know when quality time is going to come up. So I like having those moments where we could be together here and there for a few minutes at a time and still create something. And for me, I just need time to do things that I don't really like to do. Those are the things where I really do spend a few minutes here and a few minutes there. It could be preparing food, like chopping vegetables, or I don't like to cook so much, but I do like to eat well. So, so that's kind of like where all that comes in. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening and for taking the time to be here with me today. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.